This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherish and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show right now. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here at Agenda 21 Radio. Let's get our bearings about us. Call in line is 215-867-8255. And you can also reach us, go to our website, 821R, A as in Adam, the numbers 2 and 1, R for radio.com, 821R.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. Today is a Tuesday, so we have a grievance number 74. Yes, I'm sure you're going to love number 74 on the grievance list. You can see that it'll be up probably in another hour or so. I think they're getting everything kind of coordinated right now. All the grievances have been sent to everybody around the state, and it will be published up on New California State. It's not there yet, but it will be probably in about an hour. Anyway, so a lot of things going on. We've got Iran. We've got, the debate going on about what's happening at the border now. And, of course, charges have been sort of leveled against one of the administration's own that's perhaps leaking all the information about this ICE operation to round up, quote, the usual suspects. Well, like I said yesterday, obviously the information that got out came from somebody on the inside. Because, you know, you do have a lot of people who do not agree with the president, so therefore they're going to do their own thing because they can and they should. So anyway, defying the president of the United States, lawfully elected, I might add, and the commander-in-chief. When you ignore the wishes of the commander-in-chief, there's going to be consequences, and I suspect that any offender that might actually be considered a problem to the administration is going to suffer the consequences. Now, we don't know for sure who that is, but they're pointing some fingers. I'm going to talk about that. The consequences of leaking the information, the plan, which came out in the Washington Post, of course, is shades of James Comey, isn't it? I'll just leak this plan. I'll just leak this information about the president. See, this is the kind of deep state stuff the deep state does to you. And I've been telling everybody, you got to be patient about how this president can go about and eliminate the deep state actors. Now, I think it's very fortuitous that this information came out. It now gives a window, especially on those Democrats. They have to fess up. They have to put up. And quite frankly, they're going to be leaving for their July recess in just a couple of days. So the Congress, they're not happy campers from what we're hearing on the House side of things. Of course, dominated by Nancy Pelosi. They've got to come up with some sort of winning formula here. Winning, winning, winning formula that's going to satisfy the president. Actually, not within 2 weeks, but check this out, 2 days. 2 days they've got to come up with a formula that's going to come up with a combination of extra funding that's needed, because look what's happening at the border right now. Am I talking about the border and not Iran? You bet, because that's the priority on this show. We're also going to be talking about Oregon State and what's going on with those senators up there. Awesome stuff. We look like we are going to have one of the senators on a radio show here in the next day. So we're working on that one for you. But anyway, a little side note to all that stuff. We're talking about the border, and what is happening at the border is crazy stuff. As an example, all the stuff, everything at the border and border stations and places where you take people in and all, it's all designed for adults. And of course, with the flood of children, which is exactly what the Democrats love, the flood of children has created what they consider to be inhumane places. And, of course, the clarion call came out from who? AOC talking about the concentration camps, right? Wrong. These are created because of the circumstances. Now, here's the bind. They put the Department of Homeland Security and Border Patrol in the bind by not funding them. And then they're pointing fingers at them, blaming them for the problem. And it's not them, of course. Classic socialism. Classic socialist at work. We no longer have Democrats willing to solve a problem in the House of Representatives. We have socialist and communist. Plain and simple. Oh, did I say communist? Communist Party USA. I think they've got like their 30-something anniversary coming. 30th, 39th. And of course, they're coming out and about. Look for further announcements about their activities in the upcoming election from the Communist Party USA being flaunted. Yeah, like they're, well, important. And I guess they are to some people, especially those newbies that are coming from south of the border, which I actually do have communist leanings. Gee, I wonder how this plan ever got together, right? Because it's been a plan. Everybody said, oh, you're crazy, Paul. You don't know about this plan at all. There's no plan. There is a plan. It's very well orchestrated, military style, and even beyond that. So that's just my two cents, as I would say at this point in time. Okay, so we've got Gavin Newsom, by the way. We're going to be talking about him and the challenges that he brings to the United States of America and all of our freedoms and liberty. He says he's a rural boy. He grew up in Placer County, California. And he knows all about these rural guys. Really? Does he? That was Agenda 21 Radio Coffee. Wonderful stuff. Pot 2. Well into pot 2, actually. So at some point in time, we're going to be having to go to pot 3, I think. That's just what I'm kind of thinking. I'm kind of thinking here. Anyway, so this whole notion that the border is secure, no, we all know that. The notion that there's an emergency, that's true. We know that. Absolutely, there's an emergency. Okay, what else is happening south of the border? Russia shows up in Havana and docks one of their first-class naval vessels. I wonder what that's about. I wonder what that's about. It's just amazing, isn't it? Shades of the Cuban Missile Crisis. See, people don't remember. Of course, I'm now of the older generation, and I do remember the Cuban Missile Crisis. Are they trying to create a crisis in our own hemisphere right now? Is Russia bringing in these ships to support the flood of illegal immigrants? Because remember, Cuba is a big player in this whole flood of illegal immigration. Cuba, Venezuela, all that. Is that what they're doing? Russia warns buildup of U.S. ships near its borders risk repeat of Cuban missile crisis as Moscow warships dock in Havana. This is from The Sun. Russia has warned the U.S. its buildup of weapons in Europe risks a repeat of Cuban missile crisis as a Moscow warship docked near Havana yesterday. Russian Deputy Foreign Secretary Sergei Rybakov said on Monday that U.S. plans to deploy missile systems near the Russian border risked a nuclear standoff on par with the height of the Cold War. All right. The Admiral Gorshkov arrived in port in Havana on Monday. There it is. It's a picture of it. It's a really a leading, cutting-edge type configuration for the ship, obviously. They go into a whole series of pictures of the Cuban Missile Crisis. And I suspect we should probably look into the Cuban Missile Crisis because it really was a crisis. It really did involve missiles, lots of missiles, with nuclear tips on them. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to go to an interview here with the acting ICE director, Mark Morgan. And it's an interesting interview in that he talks about, well, one of his boss, actually, his boss, DHS Secretary Kevin McLennan, being accused, are you ready for this, of exposing and leaking the planned ICE raids. This is what I was telling you about yesterday. Someone from the inside did this, and guess what? Right after, when we got done with the show yesterday, they were talking all about this guy. And here he is. Now, this is the acting ICE director who's, you know, supposedly reports to this guy. But listen to the very first part of this as they grill him. And we're talking about Fox and Friends this morning. I was intrigued. I actually had to go look at the screen on the TV to watch this whole thing play out. But I thought you might be interested. This is, again, we were claiming at the time, uh-oh, there's a leak, and there has been a leak. But this is a good thing. And this is why it's good, because it's exposed now. It's out. That there, this is actually stuff going on, and it's stuff at the, apparently. Now, we can't say for sure, because he's going to, this ICE director is going to, Mark Morgan, is going to deny even a conversation about it, because he's, of course, under the gun to deny it. I mean, he wouldn't say anything, and he's going to say that. But it's very obvious by the associations of the DHS secretary. Can you imagine this? He's the secretary of DHS, and he's leaking it because purportedly he disagreed with the president on the whole notion of rounding up the usual suspects, which is, of course, Tom Holman's plan. Here we go.
Director, he's down in our nation's capital. Mark, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Hey, Mark, there's a story out today that acting Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAleenan is accused of leaking the plans for the ICE raids because he was opposed to it and ordered top officials to stand down. The story says that you were one of the top officials he told to, stand down on it. Did he?
So I hope you can understand that my current position as acting ICE director, it would just be inappropriate for me to talk about specific discussions that I'm having with the acting secretary. But what I can
But Mark, this is a pretty serious accusation. If he asked you to stand down, you would think you would be able to reveal that.
I don't think it would be appropriate for me in this position, Steve, to talk about the discussions that I'm having with the acting secretary or anyone from the White House. I think those need to stay privileged. But what I can say is that information, detailed information about the operation was leaked. It was out there. And that's egregious. The operation was compromised. And when that happens, the lives of agents and officers are absolutely put at risk. And that was egregious. And we're taking a look at that.
All right, I will say this. I just spoke to Kevin McAleenan's office, and they vehemently denied. And not only that, he said that through his spokesperson that in his 18-year career, he's never leaked anything.
So I will say that that's exactly what I've heard. You've heard exactly the same thing that I have, is that the acting secretary has denied that the leaks came from him. That is correct.
Why would anybody leak that stuff? Because ultimately what it did was it derailed the operation for at least 2 weeks.
That's exactly right. I have the same question. Not only did it compromise, not only did it absolutely negatively impact our ability to maintain integrity of the system, enforce the rule of law, and help mitigate this crisis, mm-hmm. but again, the really egregious part was it put agents and officers' lives in jeopardy by leaking that information out, and I hope we're able to find out how when this happened.
Mark, I want to ask you about these ICE raids because they've been halted for 2 weeks. President Trump hoping that Democrats come to the table and are willing to compromise. Call me skeptical, but we shall see. But these raids have been vilified by many. ICE has been vilified by many. The accusation is that they're ripping up families. Can you give some truth on what's actually going on here with these raids and why they were necessary? Why they may be necessary?
Yes. So thank you for asking that question. This is the thing that's just so incredulous, and it's irresponsible, the rhetoric that's out there. I want to make sure the American people know this is about maintaining the integrity system, enforcing the rule of law. The individuals we're talking about are either criminal aliens or including families that have had due process, access to attorneys, access to interpreters. And at the end, a judge ordered them removed, and they still stay here illegally. They've received due process. If we don't enforce the rule of law, there's no integrity in the system, and we might as well just get rid of the entire process.
Mm-hmm. Mark, the House may take up that $4.5 billion border bill later today. There's this problem inside the Democratic caucus. They don't have enough people who would vote for it. But if it does pass the House and through the Senate, the White House is threatening this morning that they would go ahead and veto it because there is no money added for beds for ICE to detain people, zero wall money, nor any more money for additional border security measures. Instead, they're pushing more protections for children. You would think that if they're going to come up with something, both sides would get something out of the bill. But in this one, it sounds like it's all lopsided, where it's just what the Democrats want and nothing that the president wants.
So, Steve, this is what's so frustrating. No one now can deny that this is a crisis, both a humanitarian and national security crisis. So you're absolutely right. We need funding to cover both sides of this crisis. Mm-hmm. We absolutely need it for the children, for HHS, for the bed space. But ICE needs it. CBP needs it to handle the humanitarian crisis and the national security crisis. It can't be lopsided or this crisis will not end. We need Congress to step up and give us the funding to address this entire crisis.
So, by the way, Nancy Pelosi came out and said, "All your raids are about process. They are a violation of status, not a valid reason to deport illegal immigrants." Is she characterizing the raids correctly?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Again, these individuals have had more due process than I think any country would have given an immigrant. And a judge has given them a final order of removal, which they are not complying with. I've asked them to come to ICE. I don't want to send ICE agents to their home or work, but they refuse. They won't come to us and work with us to, in a humane, compassionate way, remove them to their country. We have no choice to get them. This is about the rule of law and in maintaining the integrity of the system. I object to that kind of rhetoric.
Mark, one of the concerns is about the detained migrant children and the conditions that they may be in. And one of the accusations is that they are in unsanitary conditions. How accurate is that?
So there's absolutely some truth to that. And that's why we've been asking Congress for a very long time to pass this supplement. Again, the Border Patrol stations, they were designed for adults, exactly, to only for a few hours and be removed. They are overcrowded. They've got hundreds of children in there. We don't want them in those conditions either. We want to get them out of there, but we need funding so HHS can get the adequate bed space.
Yeah. But
this
the thing is
absolute to Congress.
But Mark, you're never going to have a Hyatt at the border. It's never going to be great. That's never with the intention.
That's absolutely right. And that's another thing. It's like a police station. I mean, people know what a police station looks like. Like you said, it's not the Hyatt. But specifically with kids, we do want kids out of those facilities. Kids should not be in those facilities. But again, this comes down to funding. We've been pleading with Congress to pass the supplemental so we can get the kids out of there. And they've been sitting on their hands. And then they vilify Border Patrol and ICE when they could solve this problem.
Right. Mark, you say it comes down to funding. Really, it comes down to politics.
Unfortunately.
You're just going to nod. Yeah. That's right.
You would think, Mark, that if Democrats were so concerned, as they should be, about children living in these conditions, that they would want to come to the table and actually have a solution. I have yet to see that. I'm going to remain a little optimistic, though.
Well, and that's why, you know, I don't want to get into the politics arena. I'm a law enforcement professional, and it's pretty simple to me. If you want kids to get out of these unsafe conditions, then pass the darn supplemental.
Right.
Fund HHS, and we can get kids to where they need to be.
And
that's what needs to happen.
And you should have credibility on both sides, appointed by Barack Obama and Donald Trump. Mark Morgan, thanks so much.
Thank you, Mark.
Well. Now we find out that possible that the acting DH secretary, Kevin McCallum, perhaps leaked the information. Well, little wonder what might have happened to him if he did it. But there's others among the ranks. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life.
That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com. That's 821R.com. And of course, NewCaliforniaState.com. NewCaliforniaState.com. State of the future. State of the future. Now, some other things going on here that are pretty important about what's going on with the opposition to Donald Trump. And a lot of people are, well, there's a lot of people. Doesn't seem like there's a lot of people that attend any of these speeches that any of these candidates have. You know, this whole idea of having a smattering of candidates all over the place, competing with one another. But, you know, of course, you've got many mouths against Donald Trump because he's a big media person, right? That's right. Now, this is the way it's shaping up on the other side. Bernie Sanders faces new kind of threat in Elizabeth Warren. Pocahontas, right. Pocahontas. Big lead in progressive poll is what we're seeing here. Party officials fear debates will devolve into horror show. Okay, I'm biting on that one. These are some of the leaders that I'm looking at here in articles. Party officials fear debates will devolve. Not evolve, they got a D in front of the E. Okay, evolve, E, Devolve, and Devolve, Devolve, into horror show. It's a Rocky Picture horror show. That's what we have here. This is from Politico. Politico, 2020 elections. Okay. I did not see this one as show prep, so just keep this. I just had to see this. The statement was coming in here, the word devolve and evolve. The Democratic bigwig sphere debates will devolve into horror show. The prospect of taking on a sitting president after months-long internal bloodbath is keeping many... You think? I mean, really what this is, what they've gotten here, and I said this, even with the Republicans when they brought out 16, right? They trotted out 16 thinking, we'll win with one of them, right? Well, there's only one that really stuck out amongst all of them, and that was Donald Trump. And boy, he bushwhacked everybody. He did. He wanted to win. Winning, winning, winning. He just bushwhacked everybody. This week's debates will be the first time millions of Americans meet the cast of Democrats trying to take out Donald Trump. That's precisely what has party brass terrified. From Politico, no less. Interviews with nearly 20 Democratic elected officials, party chiefs, labor leaders, and operatives in the past week revealed an air of foreboding, verging on alarm, that the debates will degenerate into a two-night bare-knuckle brawl, with the divisive 2016 Democratic primary fresh in their minds. I'm sorry, I'm going to preserve it. On their minds. And the current presidential candidates starting to take swipes at one another. The fear is that voters will be left with the impression of a bickering, small-minded opposition party. Politico. I love Politico. Some days you hate Politico. And today we love Politico. Who is the author here? Holly Ottenbrain. Bean. I'm worried it's going to be a scrum. A lot of people trying to score points on each other and looking like scoring points was more important than communicating with the American people, said Randy Weingarten, president of the American Federation of Teachers and a member of the Democratic National Committee. That circular firing squad is not going to help serve our democracy or help working families. Says Randy. There are a few reasons Democrats think the presidential hopefuls, after pulling their punches for months, might escalate their attacks on Wednesday and Thursday. Former Vice President Joe Biden rivals, listen to this, have increasingly shown a willingness to take him on, especially over his recent remarks about working with segregationists in Congress during his time in the Senate, which I think is just an innocuous statement that he was making about. If you haven't heard, he made some comments about, you know, back in the day, you know, when he was in the Senate, and back in the day when early, because he's been around for a long time. There were segregationists, absolutely, on the Democratic Party. See, again, this is this thing. The Democratic Party, they're not the party of racism or slavery. Really? What do you think they're engaging in right now with this border situation and the denial of funds? The whole first segment of the, well, second segment, when we did the interview with Morgan, the ICE director, when we did that interview, guess what? That was all about trafficking in human flesh and slavery, and how we're taking care of the slave children, the modern slave children that the Democratic Party is foisting upon. And do they care about them? And the answer to that is no, nine yet, nada. So, I don't know. I don't get what their problem is. Says that Senator Cory Booker said last week that Biden's relationship with proud segregationists are not the model for how we make America a safer and more inclusive place for black people. Senator Kamala Harris was less blunt. I would not be a member of the United States Senate if those men that he praised had their way. Do we want to listen to Cory Booker? This guy is a major bigot. I mean, it's worth it just to listen to what he has to say, right? I guess, so to speak. Not really. He's a very bigoted man, in my opinion. Everything's about his skin color. Everything is about race, and he sizes people up on their skin color to begin with. Absolutely the wrong approach, in my opinion. What about the context? See, they don't want to do the Martin Luther King thing. No. If you notice, the left is really disparaging Martin Luther King, attacking him for
all to speak truth to power.
Here we go.
And that I will never apologize for doing that. And Vice President Biden shouldn't need this lesson. And at a time when we have, from the highest offices in the land, divisiveness, racial hatred, and bigotry being spewed, he should have the...
He can't come up with one example of racial bigotry being spewed by the Trump administration. He can make things up.
Sensitivity to know that this is a time I need to be an ally, I need to be a healer, I need to not engage in usage of words that will harm folks. For his posture to be to me, I've done nothing wrong, you should apologize, I'm not a racist, is so insulting and so missing the larger point that he should not have to have explained to him, that this should not be a lesson that someone who's running for president of the United States should have to be given.
Ah, Cory Booker. There you go. Delusional man. Actually, there's a whole series of the delusional people I see pictured here. It says Bernie Sanders, meanwhile, has long criticized Biden for voting for the Iraq War and free trade deals. At the same, so this you talk about this shaping up to be a circular firing. It's going to start with Joe Biden. They're going to take him out, of course, and then they're going to feed on one another, and we're all going to get sick of it because you know they're even with the Republican debate. We got sick of it. Now they're just going to be doing nothing but spewing hatred towards Donald Trump this whole time. And their racial animus is going to continue to resonate. I mean, and not in a good way. That's their problem. And let's let them have their problem. Circular firing squad, anyone? See, that's what I was saying about the Republicans, too. There was a circular firing squad going on there. You know, who's it going to be this week that gets picked off? Remember Rand Paul, that at the end of the line down there, Trump took him out at the very beginning? That was just the beginning. The guy with the gun in the circular firing squad was Trump. He was standing right in the middle of the circle. He was the only one with a gun. Now with these guys, they all have guns for each other. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Welcome back. I'm just sort of welcoming everybody back here. I guess not. Well, sort of watching what's going on with... we've got the Orville Dam thing going on. It's kind of interesting. They're going to be opening up the dam, and they're trying to gussy it up, you know, clean up all the mud, get rid of all the silt that's down there on the spillway. And we've got people watching like crazy. So people are calling and texting during the break. As you would not be able to, of course, hear any of that, I don't think. But, yeah, it's interesting. We're watching it, the Orville Lake Orville Spillway Top Live Camera. Yeah, they've got issues there. They have got issues there. And a lot of people moving around. Cars going this way, cars going that way. You know, it's kind of interesting happening. Anyway, so we're going to be covering that too. A lot of news there. A lot of news. Yep. I guess we're going to be like the only news outlet, I think, covering what's happening at the Orville Spillway. Well, I mean, really covering, because you know, if you take it for what they're saying is happening there, that's, of course, you got a problem, because they have problems up there, boy, and do they ever. I wouldn't go up there. I mean, we're going to go up for our reasons for research, and we go up there. We have people up there on our behalf, but I think it's not structurally sound. It really isn't. There's problems. When you have a gush of the water coming out of the gates, hello, and you're at 896 now, and it's still rising. Well, they say it's not rising, but it is rising. It's one of those kind of strange deals, you know. They just, because they don't tell you the truth. I hate it when that happens, don't you? But we find out the truth for you, and we bring it to you, and that's exactly where we're at right now. Okay, I'm going to dive into the whole thing. I think right now, if we have time, we'll do this. I want to dive into the whole thing that's going on up there in Oregon, because it's getting more intense for Oregon up there, and they've had some people that have stepped forward. They've had some of the senators that have come out and waiting. We're going now. If you don't know what's happened up there in Oregon, this is a big deal. This is a big, big story. Going to get bigger. So hold on to your hats. It's going to be absolutely an incredible story going forward. After you hear about it today, and then you follow it in the news, it's going to stun the world, so to speak. It's already stunning the world, but people don't really understand the whole ins and outs of what's going on. I might just explain that to you right now. In the next hour, we'll get the maybe some of the other stuff going on. But what has happened in this happened 2 weeks ago to begin with, 3 weeks ago maybe. What happened is that the Oregon legislature, which is dominated by Democrats, but it's not a supermajority legislature like in California. California, I'll give you the numbers so you understand how this lays out. And again, this is a West Coast phenomena moving around. This is the classic Californication process happening. That's why it's important for you and your other states And I know in New York and in Illinois, you already do this. This is stuff that's already going on. But it's starting to creep into the other states. So you need to be aware, citizens of the United States, to not let this kind of crap happen. Okay? Did I say crap? Well, kind of. Well, and that's what they're doing in Oregon right now. They're standing up to it. Say, wait a minute. Okay, so this is in California. You have 120 legislators. You have 80 assembly members and 40 senators. That's the way it works. Okay? And senators are apportioned by district, which is population, and not by counties any longer. It used to be counties. Now, you have how many of the 80 assembly members? You have 60 that are Democrats. That's a super majority. And if you're in the House of Rep, or if you're in the, there's only 19 Republicans because one of the seats is empty and they're going to have an election. So there's only 19 Republicans. In the Senate, it's basically the same. Of the 40 senators, 29 of them are Democrats. Get it? Super majority. If you go over to Oregon, though, Oregon has 30 senators, and they have 18 Democrats and 12 Republicans. They do not have a supermajority, and the proportionality is pretty much the same in their assembly. So they do not have a supermajority. Now, what that means is this. If you have a supermajority, you can call a quorum and have a vote at any time. You can have a quorum call to vote on something. And you're guaranteed to have the quorum there. Get it? See, a quorum in the Senate, is if you've got 40, then the quorum in the Senate is only, 25? That's it? So they got that. Okay, now, if you go to the legislature I believe it's 25 in California. If you go to the legislature in Oregon, you need 20 to have a quorum in order to bring up a vote for a given issue. They don't have a quorum because why? There are, of the 12 senators that are Republican, 11 senators have left the state. They've absented themselves. And I've used that term before because this is where Harlan Reynolds was talking about New California in his article. In fact, you can see the New California article if you go to the front page of New California's website. You can actually read what Harlan Reynolds is predicting for California under these same circumstances where the Senate absents themselves, which is exactly what's happening in Oregon. The senators, 11, meaning that there's only 19, there's not 20, there's not a quorum, have left the state. They cannot vote on a bill. Now, what is the bill they're voting on? Cap and trade, just like California's cap and trade. The cap and trade mechanism for carbon trading, it's like a stock market, and where you buy and sell carbon credits, it's a complete fraud. And we in California, what has it done here? It has devastated small businesses, and it ruined our lumbering and timbering industry and many, many others. So in order to stop the bill, they just absented themselves. And by the way, all 11 are from the rural counties of Oregon. Wow. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Man, what a show so far. We're getting some reaction now for a couple of things. First of all, just to bring you up to date, we're trying to connect with, we've got a couple of senators that we're working with here and trying to connect with them. Here's the problem is that, well, there's a problem. I'm not going to reveal because, you know, people in Oregon do listen to me. I can tell you this, though. That there's going to be a rally or demonstration at 6:30 a.m. Thursday in Salem. 6:30 a.m. And a big rally in Salem, Oregon. And I'm going to get more information and the details to me here in the next hour. And we'll be revealing more of what we can reveal. And again, we're not trying to give out any positions of anybody, where they're located, what's happening, or anything like that, because, you know, they're being tracked and hunted down like, you know, dogs. And that's the way they do these things, right? When you have a dictatoress in Kate Braun, then you have a problem. That's what's going on in Oregon. So I guess they're going to try and do some other votes or whatever they're going to try and do. But they're going to try and make life miserable on the Democrats as they come. This is the supporters. This is going to be a big rally. This is a big rally. This is an anti-totalitarian rally. It really, truly is. And they're going to keep it peaceful and nothing, no harm to nobody or anything like that, we hope, right? We don't want any problems that way. We think that would be very negative. We always want peaceful things happening. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. Remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN,
American Exceptionalism News Network.